You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. The 2020 election is just around the corner, and next year the California primary is much earlier in March, and this means you can likely expect to be bombarded with ads, flyers, and yes, even attack ads. One such radio attack ad aired across San Luis Obispo County last week, criticizing a candidate before she had even officially filed to run for office. It centers around a North San Luis Obispo County seat on the Board of Supervisors, currently held by John Pashong, who's running for it again. Let's hear a preview of that ad.
San Francisco liberal Stephanie Shakovsky just moved here, and now she's attempting a left-wing takeover of our Board of Supervisors.
Covering this story and joining me is San Luis Obispo Tribune reporter Monica Vaughn. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, Monica, this ad ran Wednesday and Shakovsky filed on Friday. Is it unusual to run an attack ad before a candidate has even filed to run for office?
It's not unusual for candidates to criticize their political opponents, obviously, but there are two things about this ad that I think are notable. First, Pashong came out swinging. The campaign ad ran, as you said, before his opponent even filed her paperwork with the Slo County Clerk's Office. So his campaign strategically worked to define Stephanie Shakovsky before she was even out of the gate. To be fair, her campaign could have released her platform and values before she filed, but she didn't do that. But the second thing that I think is really notable is that the campaign ad spends as much time talking about Gavin Newsom as it does talking about local issues. It begins with the words, "Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want more of your money," and then later refers to his opponent as a Gavin Newsom crony.
We'll get into the partisan nature of all this in a second. Was this ad paid for by Pashong or by a political group?
It was paid for and approved by John Pashong.
Now, did you reach out to Shakovsky and Pashong about this?
Yes, I spoke with both of them about this ad.
And what did they have to say?
Well, during the ad, Pashong had accused her of being part of a left-wing takeover for the Board of Supervisors, and she said that's just not true, and she's been at odds with all of the supervisors on the board because of their support for certain large cannabis operations. But honestly, she sounded frustrated that Pashong's ad was our first conversation. It placed her on the defense. But she basically said that it's expected, given that Pashong's profession is as a political campaign consultant. And when I talked with Pashong himself, he tends to hold his cards close to his chest. He's very strategic. And I asked him about every point that he makes in the ad. He defended it.
As you mentioned, this ad criticizes Shakovsky for being liberal, but isn't the seat in the board supposed to be nonpartisan?
Yeah, and first of all, I want to say that, you know, we don't actually know Stephanie Shakovsky's policies. You know, I'm sure we'll get into that. But in terms of the board being nonpartisan, I mean, the supervisor position is listed as nonpartisan, as it is, you know, in every county in California. But the 5-member board of supervisors is clearly split along party lines. The board is divided. And currently, the board majority is conservative. 3 of the 5 seats on the board are up for election in March. And depending on how those campaigns go, it could result in a very different county board.
Well, you can read more about the attack ad, including Monica's fact check of attacks on Shakovsky, over at sanluisobispo.com. I'm sure it's going to be an exciting election season here in San Luis Obispo County. Slo Tribune reporter Monica Vaughn, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I really want to urge everybody to fill out a survey that we have at the bottom of that story that's asking people, what do you want candidates to be talking about as they fight for your vote this election?
You're tuned to KCBX, listener-supported public radio.